Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer, and this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. Welcome back. We are in lesson three, starting day one today. Day one's always such a great day because it gives us a chance to go through kind of the overview of where we're going to be heading over the next 10 days. And buckle up, it's going to be great. I'm so excited to do this lesson for you. Did I say that last time? Anyway, I've got my coffee. Maybe that's helping me feel excited. Anyway, I'm really glad you're here. Maybe I have had too much coffee. I'm glad you're here. Get your Bible study, get your book, get your lesson, whatever it is you're doing. If I'm just popping up on your screen here in Facebook, hello, Facebook world. Glad that you're here as well. If you're listening on YouTube or, well, really watching and listening on YouTube, hi. Drop a comment. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. And those of you over in podcast land, hello to you. You cannot see me, but you can hear me, and I'm glad you're here as well. Don't forget to leave a comment today. It's a great day as we get started on our lesson. Let me get all my adjustments here. It's a great day as we get started on our lesson. It always is a great day. And again, once again, I'm glad you're here. Right. Anyway. A little distracted, I guess. My dog's over here laying by my side. I got the fan on because, hello, it's like, what is it out? 90-something ridiculous degrees out. Whatever. I read that it was the hottest place in the country was in Anaheim. The hottest place in the country was in Anaheim, California yesterday or day before yesterday, whatever the day today is. Anyway, point being, please, everyone, put on your scarves, put on your hats, put on your mittens, put on your jackets, get your PSL pumpkin spice lattes out, put the pumpkins out. Let's tell the weather it is actually fall. We're done with summer and we want it nice and cool and crisp out. Although this morning I got up early enough to see the sunrise, which is always weird this time of year because fall hasn't switched over. You know, we don't get that fall back yet and it's getting so dark. But anyway, I was able to see the sunrise this morning, and it was lovely, and it was crisp and cool out. And then as the sun gained momentum, it heated our world up. Blech, no fun. All right. Get some more coffee. Grab your Bibles. Let's go ahead and jump into the lesson. I'm going to hop over to the lesson page, and we're going to pray in just a second. Ta-da. I'm going to start here on my blog page so you can see it. What you want to do is you want to go to the blog page so you can download these lessons. If you are not attending our regular study here on campus, you can download them. And my internet is slow. Come on, internet. You are chugging along here. Anyway, when you go to my opening blog page, you'll be able to click this link there. Click Dwelling Richly Bible Studies and ta-da! You will be able to not only you'll get a summary so you can send someone to this Bible study page and say, hey, I'm in this study. They can see that it's group or individual. They can see about how long it takes, 20 to 30 minutes, 5 days a week, that there's going to be 13 lessons and they each have 10 days in them. And any level, that means no matter where you are in your walk with Christ, if you are a seasoned Christian, you have been walking with the Lord and doing Bible studies before, you could do this Bible study and gain something from it. Or if you are just brand new and just said, amen, I'm in and I'm learning how to follow Christ and never done a Bible study, you could do this too. And if you have any challenges doing it, I'm always here. I'd love to help you with those. Gives you a quick summary and then it gives you a link to the playlist that this will keep on growing where you'll always be able to stay in touch with what the latest videos are. Here, click here and then scroll through. There you go, the Acts playlist, Dwelling Richly Bible Study. All right. Then you will be able to download all of the messages and the study pages, even the teaching notes. I've been working on getting those up for you as well. So they're all available for you right here. You could just click to listen, open teaching notes, and then here is actually a link to scripture that we'll be covering for that lesson. Here's the actual study page, and here's the lesson to listen to, and then to follow along through my slides that I put up on the screen while I'm teaching. I'm not fancy enough to videotape myself teaching yet. Ooh, it's already terrifying enough to do the audio and hear myself. But anyway, of course, we're in lesson three now. And this is the study pages for that lesson. And soon to come in a couple of weeks will be the audio and the teaching notes for that lesson. Also, just so you know, I'm working on getting all of my Bible studies listed here, and we'll be doing the most recent ones up here first. This was our summer study, Chill, and it was through the Psalms. You can click through and download any of those lessons. And then we have the Faithful and Fearless study that took us through Ruth and Esther. So all of those lessons are available to you as well. So I know some of you are already doing more than one study. I was able to give the Ephesians study to a friend just recently that she wants to do with another girlfriend of hers. I'll get those up on my podcast or on my page here eventually. All right, for now, let's hop over to Acts, and you'll see that we are in lesson 3. This is day 1. Here's the opening of it, the cover. I kind of made it big. There you go. You can see it like that. And you just scroll through. These are the If you're doing it with a group and you aren't able to join us, I encourage you to just follow it along as it's laid out for you. We open with a looking back time, a time of discussion from the previous lesson. You can do these discussion questions here. Make sure you're taking time to pray. And we know from reading that the early church was devoting themselves to prayer. And that's what we want to model as well. Then you'll take notes from that lessons talk, and there we go. Lesson 3, day 1, which brings us right up front to where we are today. Glad that you're with me. All right, well, with that introduction out of the way, let me go ahead and jump into prayer and getting into our lesson time. So if you're sitting with friends, grab hands around the table, and if you're sitting by yourself, reach through the monitor and grab my hand spiritually, as we say, and let's pray together and give this time to the Lord. Father God, we do thank you for our time together today. Thank you ahead of time for the work that you're doing in our heart to continue to grow us closer to you, to mature us, to make us more spiritually mature, to help us to really live out the fruits of the Spirit, because we have the Holy Spirit in us. Go before us now in this time together, in Jesus' name, amen. All right. So here we go, lesson 3, day 1. We will be meditating and memorizing on 2 verses during the course of our study, which will be from Acts 4, 11 through 12. I think I made that clickable. Let me double check and see if that can click. It's loading, and it's working. Cool. Yay. Sometimes I do the links, and then for some reason they don't work. But they work. So here's our memory verse. I got to write this on my post-it note now and replace my post-it note from lesson 2. I was originally going to have us memorize just verse 11, but I felt like it was kind of the heavy without the heavy and the accusatory moment of Peter's sermon. And I really wanted us to bring it around to the yay, aha, awesome part of Peter's sermon, which was verse 12. So it's a little longer, and I know you can do it. Turn to your neighbor sitting next to you in Bible study right now, give her a high five and say, I know you can do this. I totally know. And Lucy's looking at me like, what? She doesn't memorize the Bible. But you will. You and I'll do it together. Here we go. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4, 11 through 12. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I love this verse. All right. Let's hop back over to our lesson. And I've outlined the beginning part. Take a minute to write that, by the way. Write that always every day in your box ahead. All right. Speaking of writing every day, we are going to be writing another one of Peter's sermons. And so our writing portion of the Write the Word pages is Acts 3. I'm going to go ahead and show you the Write the Word pages right there. Acts 3. And they're at the back of the lesson. Plenty of space for you to do that. I know not everybody's doing those. That's okay. You know what? I always tread lightly on like pointing it out if you're doing it or not doing it. I got to get back to that lesson. It kicked me off that page. Because I don't want you to be like, I feel bad if I don't do it. No, like, don't feel bad if you don't do it. Just try to do it. The concept here is that I've tried to organize these lessons in a way that I know will help all learning styles learn. I mean, I'm the teacher and I want you to be the learner so that you will become teachers as scripture says. And so please do, if you haven't already, please make this the lesson that you get going and really do those Write the Word pages. I think you'll find the experience in writing out God's word to be transformative. you'll learn it in a new way. And some of you are really clever and creative, and you won't just sit there and write the word. You're going to write it and highlight it, maybe draw some pictures to help you remember it. Like, enter in, make it super creative. And those of you who have been writing it faithfully, gosh, I'm so proud of you. Oh, hair tickling me in the back. I'm so proud of you. Good job. Keep it going. I want to see it. I want to see how you're writing out the word. Take a picture and send that over to me today. All right. So write the word. We're going to do Acts 3, 12 through 13 for today's. And I've gone ahead and called up all of the reading for the whole day for this lesson right here. And like I've said in the past, before you start doing your reading, go ahead and jump down and see where I'm going to be guiding you, what we're going to be heading into. So let's go ahead and read that, and then we're going to get into our reading. We're writing our way through the sermons in Acts. So I've got the little arrow pointing up there to remind you. In this lesson, you'll write Peter's second and third sermons found in Acts, which is chapter 3, 12 through 26, and chapter 4, 8 through 12. Check the right note for that day's writing and write the day's verses. I've already kind of talked to you about that. All right, so as you read Acts 2, 42 to 422, which is the entire chunk that we're going to take for all of lesson 3, note these things. Number one, how many times the word name referring to Jesus, how many times is it mentioned? And write it there on that line. Underline or highlight each occurrence of name in the passage as you go. Ways the disciples connect to and cite the foundational or Old Testament. Now, in lesson 2, if you listen to that talk, I talked to you about how I really wish that the Old Testament never had gotten that name. The Jews don't call it the Old Testament. They just call it the Bible because they only have their Old Testament. They might also call it the Tanakh, which refers to Genesis all the way through to Malachi. Actually, their Bible ends in 2 Chronicles, but that's another story. But I wish we would have called it the Foundational Testament. And I've talked to you about this before. What do we do with old things? Well, I have an old RV sitting in my driveway that my husband and I are looking to donate, get rid of. Schoolie-doo. It served its purpose for our family. And so we're going to get rid of it. That's what we do to old things. If I have an old phone, I'm going to get the new phone. If my coffee gets old and stale, I want to get the new coffee, the fresh stuff, right? So we toss old things out. We don't toss out the Old Testament, though. So I prefer to call it the Foundational Testament. So it's one of those things where I want to kind of add the vocabulary of how we talk in this Bible study to like a lexicon. So those of you just joining could always say, what did she mean when she says, you know, Foundational Testament? And then you old timers who've been with me for the last 3 or 4 years that I've been teaching and calling it the Foundational Testament, you're just skipping forward through all this part. Point being, I want us to think about the Foundational Testament as well, that the foundational of everything and not just old. So I'd like you to write or note the ways the disciples connect to and cite the Foundational Testament. Number three, your Bible's headings, note your Bible's headings and why you think that's a great title for the passage or why you would change it. There's no right or wrong answer here. Just think it over and offer how you would head each passage in your lessons reading. For example, here's my thoughts here. And I'm going to hop over so you can see it. Not there. Not there either. Hold on. Let me get the correct verse. And there we go. Let me get that up. Oh, it doesn't want to click. Well, for crying out loud, it gave me an error. All right, I will fix that. By the time you listen to this, it'll be fixed. So you'll be like, what is she even talking about? All right, here we go. Acts 3. No. Acts, what are we on? What is our dwelling richly study? 242. It gets a little blurred in my brain because as you're doing this lesson, I'm already starting to write lesson 4. So I get a little like, what are we even on right now? Okay. Acts 2:42 through 4:22. There we go. And all right, here we go. Sorry about that. Those of you who are just listening, you don't see all the shenanigans. Here we go. But do you see that I have selected, and I've shown you this before on Bible Gateway, headings? You can either select or deselect that. And I've selected to show the headings because that's going to be what the focus of our teaching time right now. So the headings in the ESV show Fellowship of Believers. So I'm going to be thinking as I'm reading, I'm going to write down the verses that it spans. And then I'm going to write down if I think I would change it or I keep it. So I changed this heading to the new church is blessed because I see the ways they're living enthusiastically and righteously and how the Lord added to their number, which is the blessing part of it. But how would you rename it? Or maybe you like the way it says fellowship of the believers. Go ahead and write your rationale of why you like it. We're going to do that through each one of the sections as we read. So let's go ahead and begin. The first section is, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs are being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and all had had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with gladness and glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. So that's the first section, headed in the ESV as the fellowship of believers. It might have a completely different heading in the translation you're reading. You might be in the NIV. You might be in, well, I'll show you. Watch what happens. If you go ahead and add, and I've shown you this before as well, but I always like to do it again, excuse me, because some of you are just jumping in for the first time. If you go ahead and add by clicking these bars here, it'll give you another version to read out of. And let's just click a few. I've kind of pre-programmed them to pop up. The NIV, ESV, both say fellowship of believers, but look over here. The Christian Standard Bible calls it generous and growing church. Let's try another one. So we have the New Century Version. Here's what's interesting. The New Century Version not only has a different heading, but they've divided the scripture groups differently. So they use verse 42 to kind of tack it up back to the lesson two that we went through last time. And the new one is the believers share. All right. You get the idea? I think you do. All right, here we go. So continue reading on. We're going to take a look at the heading, write the chunk of verses that how your Bible breaks it up. And then write why you would keep that heading or change it. Let's continue on. I'm gonna just open up the screen here by clearing all these other translations off. All right, here we go. The lame beggar healed. There's the new title. And now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called Beautiful Gate to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. So do you like this heading? Lame beggar healed. I like that heading. It's a good heading. The lame beggar healed. Maybe you have a more creative heading, something that keyed into as you were reading. Again, write your heading or just copy the one right out of your Bible and write out why and how you would change it. Let's keep on. Peter speaks in Solomon's portico. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people, astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and to know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your rulers, but what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said, the Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you, and it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. And all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and those who came after him also proclaimed these days. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your offspring shall all the families of earth be blessed. God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness. Wow. Go, Peter. So again, the heading is Peter Speaks in Solomon's Portico. That chunk of verses, go ahead and write those down. And then why it works or why you'd change it. I think why I would change it is because I wanted to just more emphasize not only that he's where he's speaking, but the content of what he's speaking. So maybe I would say Paul addresses the religious leaders and asks for them to repent. I don't know. If I was probably heading up a Bible, I'd probably be limited on how many words I could do. So maybe that's why they did it that way. But I would say Peter preaches repentance, or Peter preaches to the leaders. Maybe as opposed to the where of what he preached, I might focus more on the what of what he preached. Let's continue. Peter and John before the council. And as they were speaking to the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, and greatly annoyed, because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of men came about. Let's see if I can read correctly here. And the number of the men came to about 5,000. Wow! On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, by what power, by what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. I just realized also as I was reading, pardon me for interrupting, but I wanted to be noting the word name as we read. How many times has it come up? And I know it happened up earlier here. I do not have in the name, there we go, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk to him by the hands, feet are dying, and he's entering Jesus' body. All people saw, and I'm just reading super fast, I know. I just want to get caught up. People dressed, men of mighty wonder, stare by own power. God glorifies whom you deliver, denying the presence used by you tonight. Da, 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 and his name. There it is again. I knew it was there. And his name. Da, 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 his given this man perfect health to all of you. Hopefully I didn't forget anyone. And da, 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 now, brothers, you acted in ignorance, but what God foretold. Da, 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 da. Look the mouth of the prophets, the glory of God will raise. You shall listen to him, each every soul. And prophets, you were saying that God having raised up. Okay, I think I got all of them that passage. And they were speaking greatly annoyed. I know they asked by whose name. Yeah, there it is. There we go. Sorry about that. By what means this man has been healed? Let it be known to you, all people, in the name. There's the name again. Name of Jesus Christ. And there is, I know it's in here, but I don't think I can highlight it without taking off the highlight of the other. I can't double highlight it. Oh, look at that. I can contrast it. Isn't that weird? Remember last lesson, it wasn't letting me do that? All right. So now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. But seeing the man who was healed standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. But when they had commanded them to leave the council, they conferred with one another, saying, "What shall we do with these men? For that a notable sign has been performed through them is evident to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But in order that it may spread no further among the people," as if they can do that, "let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in this name." There it is again. So they called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the, there it is again, name of Jesus. That's just my Grammarly popping up. If you use Grammarly, you get that too. Those of you who are seeing the screen, like, what is that pop-up? They called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than God, you must judge, for we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard." And when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people who were all praising God for what had happened. For the man on whom this sign of healing was performed was more than 40 years old. Thus ends the reading of today's word, as they say in church, or they did in my church growing up. There you go. Okay, so you got a little bit to do as I wrap it up and let you move on your own part of this lesson. Go ahead. You got the idea of filling in those headings. Take a picture of it. Send it in. Don't forget to use the hashtag LMCCWomen and hashtag Dwelling Richly Bible Study. I'd love to see it. Just so you know, if you're not familiar with how hashtags work, when you hit a hashtag on it, it enables us to be able to search and find anything that's been, it's like creating a photo album online. And that way, anytime anything's ever been hashtagged, you'll be able to search it and find it. So if you want to see what your friends are up to in LMCC Women or in the Dwelling Richly Bible Study, hit the hashtag in Facebook or Instagram. I think it also might work in YouTube. Anyway, whatever. Hit it. Try it. All right. That's it. I'll wrap it up at this point now and say goodbye. Thank you so much for being with me here. As always, I enjoy doing these Bible studies with you. It's so much, it's more fun to do them together, isn't it? It is for me, even though I can't really see you. I imagine you. I look around here and I see my table out here, and some of you who've been to my house can see it and imagine it as well. Here I am sitting, and maybe you're right there with me. All right. Have a great rest of your day. And as always, know that you are loved and prayed for. Bye-bye for now.